G'day everyone, Ian here. Driving a little bit south of Port Macquarie, down to Bonnyville, I think it's called, where we're having a little weekend of tango. And I've had a lovely morning. Danced a little bit last night, drove down here last night, and I stayed at a wonderful place. I'm staying at this Airbnb place I picked up, and it's the old laundry that I'm staying in. Tiny little room, about twice the size of a single bed. And my single bed mattress is on the floor underneath a bit of a shelf that she uses as her sewing table during the week. And the old concrete laundry tubs has got a plank large board of camphor laurel on it with a nice little basin on it. And there's a toilet and that's it. And I've got to go up to the main house to have a shower. But this woman, Rosalie, has really gone hard. She's one of these people who will trick up the home environment, dress it up so that it is just this grandma's feather bed type atmosphere. Yeah, she's got all the bibs and bobs and baubles and collectibles. Maybe a little bit busy, maybe not exactly my type. I prefer the more austere Scandinavian look, I suppose. But it is so homely and so lovely, and she has put so much attention to detail in. And this morning I woke up after getting home at midnight last night to have 9 hours sleep, and I went upstairs and she was just about to head out the door, but as she said, she had my breakfast prepared for me, waiting for me on the table. And it was what they call a continental breakfast, you know, the sort of thing. You've got muesli and fruit and coffee and the like. And for a single dude just swinging through once a night's accommodation, it was decadent. It was just so good. And she had the cappuccino machine there for me to use to make a coffee, and it was just lush. Far more than I expect from an Airbnb host. Far more. Just wonderful. And after that, I got myself ready and went down to the gym. Belong to this corporate gym that has franchises all around the world, so there's reciprocal deals wherever I may go. So I went down there and had a bit of a play, and then went for another glorious swim in the ocean, like I said in the previous audio boo. It is just so glorious to be in salt water and feel it scour all of the detritus of modern living from my body. Beautiful. And now I'm heading back down south to dance some tango this afternoon and into the evening, and I've actually packed up all my chattels from where I'm staying so that I've got the option to get changed down here rather than drive the return 40-minute trip to get changed where my accommodation is. Save myself a little bit of time because I want to socialise a bit with my friends. But I have full intentions of going back there and sleeping tonight. I'm currently recording this using my Giant Squid Audio Labs lapel mic and my new, well, relatively new, I've had it for a few months, Rode adapter, so that I can plug it into the input, the headphone jack of my iPhone 6. And I think it's working okay. There seems to be a lot of background noise on the indicator, but I think I might be coming through all right. I'll have a listen to this before I upload it and make sure it doesn't sound like crap. I'm driving with my iPad in its cradle, using maps to tell me where I'm going, and I've got that connected to my iPhone to get the data, and I'm driving the spaceship yet again. I feel a bit more human today. Last night I went dancing, and I must admit I wasn't thoroughly enjoying myself because I was just tired. I managed to get an hour's sleep before I went out, but I'm just knackered. I was tired before I even left Brisbane from the 3 days' work I did, and I was trying to maximise the sleep I could get wherever I could, but the reality is, you know, when you're doing a little bit of socialising, it's just hard to get as much rest as you want. And Tango, unfortunately, is one of those sort of dances where if you're feeling a little bit off, whether it be ill, tired, or drunk, you don't really connect both with the woman and with the music, and it shows up in sloppy dancing. Just another reason why tango is so brutal. And last night I was feeling a little bit how you be, simply because I was tired. But I feel a lot more rested today, so hopefully I'll have an enjoyable afternoon and evening. It's lovely to be away and having a pleasurable time. It's interesting, I was talking to my friends in Bellingen about this, and I noticed it. I thought about it a couple of times because it was up in conversation. It's something I often don't think about. And I'm doing this trip on my own, and I'm very good at being alone these days. I never feel lonely anymore. But as I got out of the water, I thought, yeah, I'm enjoying this, but it'd be more if there was somebody with me. And it's something I've realised in recent months and years, that even though I don't desire somebody in my life, I don't desire company, I can travel the globe, as I've proved in recent years, by myself, alone, there is something very nice about having company. I found that really difficult when I broke up with my wife, and I found it very challenging to not have my mate with me. And I've come full circle to the point where I'm very comfortable on my own. But I notice other people who become belligerent in their aloneness, and that's something I need to be a little bit wary of. I can enjoy this travelling by myself, being independent, doing what I want, going to the gym, going for a swim, sleeping in until whenever I want to, not worrying about anybody else's agenda. But I do recognise that to have shared a meal, to have gone for a swim together, to the long hours of driving with somebody is often better than doing it on your own, even though doing it on my own can be totally enjoyable. I've been thinking about this. It's nice to be in that really quite wonderful, perfect space of alone but not lonely, but still open to company whenever it happens. Yes, it's lovely. Beautiful weather here. The Starship thermometer says that it's 26.5 degrees outside. The sun is shiny. It's probably 3/8 cloud out there. So there's a little bit of cloud cover, and it's just a glorious day to be going for a bit of a drive. And I really appreciate how damn fortunate I am. Yeah, it's wonderful. Wish you were here. Bye-bye for now.
At the roundabout, take the first exit onto Ocean Drive.